God spoke to Moses, not in some religious setting, but in the midst of everyday work. He was watching his sheep eat, and God got his attention. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of us have missed God's call during our boring, everyday job because we believe it could only happen in worship and definitely not during our, come on, let's say it together, boring, everyday job? Or maybe we just didn't believe it would happen to us at all. I bet you I could get a few amens out of that. Well, Moses responded to God's call most likely just how you and I would do. Five times Moses gives God an excuse why he shouldn't do God's mission. The first time is in 3:11. Moses says, "Who am I?" You know, the humble approach. "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God's response to Moses is, "I will be with you, and this will be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. You shall worship me on this mountain." Wow. I'm going to worship you on this mountain after I go to Egypt, the most powerful land that we know of, and risk my life. We're going to come back here and worship you. Boy, we're really doing good here today, aren't we? That's probably what I would say. That's just a confession here, Marge. Right. Well, in 3:13, Moses says, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them? I am who I am. I am what I am. I am that I am." The point is, Moses, I am. Now, let's think about this for a minute. Can you just picture this scenario in your mind? Now, God is asking Moses to do a life-threatening thing here, right? And God just says, "You know, you're going to know that I'm with you because I am who I am." Okay. Well, the third time in 4:1, Moses was worried they wouldn't believe or listen to him. The fifth time in 4:10, Moses was worried about not being an eloquent speaker. The sixth time in 4:13, Moses was grasping at straws and he says, "Oh, my Lord, please send someone else. Don't send me. Please, God, I know you're the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all that, but please send someone else." Don't we sound like that sometimes? When we finally get the honor in our everyday life of being called by God to a specific task, we go through every excuse in the book, don't we, to try to get out of the responsibility. Now, I know this is maybe getting a little personal, but don't you think we can get an amen on that one too? Remember how stubborn I was about not saying a prayer in public or in front of my family? You know, I had excuses like feeling shy or inadequate, stupid, being afraid of making a fool out of myself, and on and on and on. Finally, God put me in a pinch, and I prayed. And I've been praying ever since. That's exactly what God did to Moses. Finally, God said, "You will just have to trust me that I will be with you. Oh, and by the way, Moses, don't forget your staff. With it, you will perform my wonders." Well, Moses, like each of us, we each have a crutch, right? Moses had a crutch. And like each of us, he depended on it greatly. Now, with his crutch or walking staff, what did he do with it? He was a sheep herder, so what do you think he did with it? He fought off lions and bears and people that wanted to steal. Oh, I forgot Omai, didn't I? Anyway, forget it. Lions and tigers. All right. It's not very funny, I guess, if you have to explain it. But anyway, he fought off lions and tigers and bears. There we go, yes. They're a little slow this morning. But anyway, and people who wanted to steal the sheep. Or, you know, like in the 23rd Psalm, when we hear, we read about how David in the 23rd Psalm praises God for the staff. Remember the staff? Well, David is praising God for what? Discipline. Keeping me in line, right? That's what the walking staff of a sheep herder is about. Keeping the sheep in line, whether it's a tap on the shoulder or a nice little firm whack every once in a while to move things along. We never get whacked, do we? By God's staff? Well, I do. Well, Moses depended on it to protect his flock, to guide and direct them, to lead them. He depended on it to keep the flock together. He depended on his staff just to walk over that rough terrain. Yes, there are many ways that Moses depended on his staff. And the third time that Moses questions God, God says, "What is that in your hand, Moses?" Now, think about something in your life that you have defended your life with in the past. Do you have anything in your life that you have defended your life with or your character with? Or whatever it was, you have grown to be extremely dependent on that. Now, can you imagine Moses' response when God says, "Moses, what is that in your hand?" "What, God? I don't have anything in my hand." "Moses, your hand." "Well, oh, this? Oh, it's nothing. I don't have anything." Can you imagine what Moses felt like? Here, God was treading on this walking staff that he depended on greatly. "Moses, throw the staff down." "I don't want to throw the staff down." "God, can you hear this conversation? Moses, throw the staff down. Put it down, Moses." "No, I cannot put this down. I can give you everything else, but I cannot give you this staff." "Moses, throw the staff down." Well, can you imagine what that must have felt like? He was asking Moses to lay down everything, even just a simple staff, for God's purpose. Well, you can kind of get the overwhelmingness by this movie clip that I showed earlier. But I can just hear God, "Moses, do you understand what that means? Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Moses? Because of your obedience and your willingness to lay it all down, to lay everything that you had, your walking staff has become my staff, Moses. And with God's staff, you can turn the Nile into blood, Moses. With my staff, you can still win in the rain, Moses. With my staff, you can defeat undefeatable armies, Moses. With my staff, Moses, you can hit a rock and water will flow from the rock, Moses. With my staff, Moses, you can set my people free. Do you understand what your staff will do? Because it's my staff, Moses. Well, my question to you this morning is, what are you holding on to that you need to let go of today? What would be like Moses' staff that is in your life that you need to let go of this day?